This is Joanna Schrader reporting for AgWire.com, and I am with Sarah Truesdale Mooney with the Association of Equipment Manufacturers. Sarah, how are you?
I'm doing very well.
So have you recovered from your first ever Ag Expo in Orlando in January?
Yes, it was a great first show, and we're really pleased with the results. It really, you know, surpassed all of our expectations for a first-time event. So, yeah, it went really well.
Yeah, and I think you had 30-plus countries represented at the show, I think?
Actually, closer to 60.
Mm-hmm. That's great. Now, what are you have announced the dates and the location for your next show, so let's tell our readers when that is.
Yes, it's going to be January 7th through the 10th of 2011, and it'll be at the Georgia World Congress Center in downtown Atlanta, Georgia.
So how far along are you in planning at this point? Have you already started to put together you know, speakers and exhibitors and things of that nature?
We are doing that all as we speak. You know, we've already got the exhibit hall, you know, very far along in terms of booking. So we had about two-thirds of the 2010 show floor already booked in Orlando for the 2011 show. And now we're at about 75%. So that's coming along really well. We got lots of people signing up every day. The education program is taking shape. It's going to be bigger, better, more offerings. We're planning to expand the Innovations Theater with the free sessions on the show floor. We're adding a day for that, and we're adding seats because all those sessions were packed last time.
That's great. Now, are there any particular requests that had been made from the last show in terms of some of these educational workshops that you know for sure are going to be happening in Georgia next January?
Yeah, we're taking into account, you know, just all the feedback we got from our focus groups and our attendee surveys, you know, what are producers looking for, and that's all kind of in the formative stages right now. Our education committee is taking a look at that and giving us recommendations on what exact sessions and tracks we'll have.
Now, how soon can people start registering for next year's show?
Registration will begin in August, but if you go to the website now, which is agconnect.com, you can actually do sort of a pre-registration. Just enter your name and your email address. When registration, advanced registration opens, you'll get an email reminder to go in and complete your registration.
And I believe you Twitter, correct? So maybe we should have people follow you on Twitter as well.
Yes, we have a Twitter account for Ag Connect. There's a Facebook page. We have a YouTube page. So there's lots of ways you can kind of follow us and see the latest and greatest. Also our website. Lots of information will be posted in the coming months. So,
and it sounds, Sarah, that you're going to sell out of the trade show space. I mean, you mentioned you're already 75% full, and we're still in April, and the show's not till January. So maybe we should push people along who are considering exhibiting to really get in touch with you here fairly quickly.
Yeah, I mean, we've got space for people that want to exhibit, definitely. We're in a big hall at the Georgia World Congress Center, so people are interested in exhibiting, they can, you know, simply call Ag Connect in Milwaukee and we'll get you signed up. Also, they could visit the website agconnect.com and take a look at a floor plan and talk to one of our representatives.
Great. Is there anything else you want to add, Sarah?
You know, we're just really looking forward to a show that's going to have, you know, a broader scope of exhibits, bigger show floor. It's going to be our second year out, so we're really looking forward to, you know, tweaking those elements and bringing back everything that really made this a new concept, that next generation ag event out there. And, you know, we were again selected to participate in the U.S. Department of Commerce's International Buyer Program that was just announced.
Congratulations.
Thank you. There are about 35 U.S. trade shows selected for 2011, and we were one of them, so we're very honored with that. That simply means that the Department of Commerce oversees all their commercial service posts will be promoting the show and bringing delegations of international buyers. So that global aspect, that global networking and interaction, producers will be able to meet other producers with like operations from all around the world. So that's a really neat aspect of this show. The networking, we're going to have a lot of really cool tours in Atlanta as well. Those were all sold out in Orlando, so we're going to offer even more in Atlanta. So, and obviously, you know, the core is new products and technologies on the show floor.
Well, great. Well, sir, we'll be sure to keep in touch with you as you make these significant announcements and start adding, you know, speakers and workshops to make sure that we help get the message out about what's going on.
Please do. We're going to have a lot of exciting announcements. So.
Great. Thanks, Sarah.
Thanks.